Subject, we never dismiss Big Talk and Brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, more. Any subject, we got it in store. Big Talk and Brewskis is coming in live. Crack when open, Marissa has arrived. Big Talk and Brewskis with Marissa Smith. Yeah.
Hey guys, happy Friday! This is Big Talkin' Brewskis. I'm Marissa Smith, and I'm joined with Kevin Janaway.
Hi Hi, everybody.
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
How was your week?
It was really great because I was looking for new characters to do on a sketch variety thing.
Nice. And did you want a beer?
Sure. Okay. I love one. And Jeff Sessions, America's sweetheart, walked into our lives. And he's like an SNL waiting to happen.
Oh, yeah. He is the worst. Like, he is the worst. It's just like, I don't know. Whenever he talks, I'm just like, why is Forrest Gump so racist? Like,
right. And more educated than we thought with his big, he understood big words. I didn't think he would.
Yeah. Well, you know, he didn't get where he was by like, you know, cheers. Yay.
Awesome.
You know, by not knowing anything, but he's just, apparently he doesn't know his own memory, because, like, at that hearing, like, he didn't recall anything. Like, how is that even possible? Like, that should be like, oh, you don't remember your job, your name, your wife, your dog? Like, how are you the Attorney General? Like, it makes no sense at all.
And he was playing dumb a lot. Like, he talked around a lot of stuff. I don't know. I can't remember how to make a bologna sandwich.
Yeah, it's like, I don't recall. It's like every single thing he did not recall. It was crazy. But yeah, that Sessions hearing was crazy. And we have Rodney Daniels with us.
Hello, what's up? Happy Friday. I made it.
You made it, Rodney. You made it.
That goddamn A train.
I know. These trains were crazy today.
Yeah. For no reason. I got to West 4th Street and it just sat there for like almost a half an hour.
Yeah.
I hit you up. I'm like two stops away.
Yeah.
No.
No. He was not.
Right. Like I'm having a beer.
Like, yes. Yeah. Okay, you guys. This is how serious this train situation is. Rodney is having a beer right
now. Yeah. Because usually I have enough time to stop at the liquor store, get like some whiskey or something. No, I'm like, having a beer.
Well, cheers.
Cheers.
I'll drink
cheers
to that.
There you go. We're all here now. So, Rodney, how was your week?
My week was good. You know, I just worked, and then I got the shocking news of Brandon Rogers. He was going to be on America's Got Talent this season.
Oh, wow.
We used to date in L.A.
Oh, my God.
And he died in a car crash.
That's horrible.
So, yeah, it was really, like, horrible. And I was just like, what? He's going to be America's Got Talent. He was a doctor that was, like, really talented singer as well. So, yeah.
So, he already filmed it and it was going to air? Or he was
Yeah, he was already
season?
Filmed it was going to air. It's going to air next month, actually. Yeah.
Wow. And then he passed. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, real crazy.
What if he wins?
Yeah.
No,
I mean,
could.
You never know.
Yeah.
Right. But I think, like, they air, like, the first, like, round of, like, eliminations or something, and then, like, bring the contestants back. I don't know. Like, how do you deal with an American Idol?
Couldn't they just, like, throw, like, a YouTube video up there, like, for his spot?
He has YouTube videos and stuff, too. Like, he actually went on tour with Boyz II Men.
Oh.
That's impressive. Yeah. You can be a doctor and an artist.
Yeah.
My problem is, like, I can't do the doctor thing. And I can only do the artsy-fartsy thing.
Yeah, I
and
met
it's
him
not
when
the
he
money.
Had
yeah.
just, he had just graduated from medical school.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We met randomly at a party and hooked up.
Wow.
It was nice. And then I ended up moving here, and so we got out of contact because, like, I moved to New York. But,
right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No,
it's
you know,
tragic.
It is very tragic.
Yeah. That's just, it's so, when these situations happen, it's just kind of like you realize like how fleeting everything really is. It's
exactly.
Like you finally think that like, oh, I'm like going to get exposure and like people are going to like recognize me and this is like the next plateau in my career.
And
then you get in a car accident and.
Yeah.
It's
life is short. You got to just live it to the fullest. You
that's
know?
Devastating. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering.
You can say and do whatever you want.
Because regarding like certain artists and celebrities and singers who've died, like George Michael and Prince and like certain other ones who died recently, I still don't think they've given us a clear answer on their autopsies.
Right.
Even Bobby Christina and Whitney, I don't think we've gotten clear. Anna Nicole, I don't think we've gotten clear answers on a lot of their deaths. And
yeah, they keep they just throw like
theories. Like,
yeah, like theories
around.
It was like they OD'd on like prescription medication and you know, like, that's the same thing with, like, Heath Ledger was, like, supposed to be, like, a combination of, like, Benadryl and a prescription drug. It's just, like, I mean, who hasn't taken Benadryl with a prescription drug, like... You know what right. I mean? Like,
yeah, my friend who's a nurse, she told me it was some prescription pill that was about to become illegal with his case or something.
Oh, okay.
But they tried to say that George Michael died of natural causes, and he was like 51.
Yeah. Right. I thought that was drugs, though, because he
I wondered if he had AIDS and if they covered it up. I'm not starting that rumor, but I just wondered. Yeah, I wondered that.
I mean,
because there's ways to get around that, like... You can have, like, if you have, if you're cremated, like, right away.
Yeah.
Like, if your family, like, that's what their wishes are, if like, that's what, like, you put in your will, then there's, like, not really a way to find out how somebody really passed away.
But he was kind of hefty for AIDS, though.
Who George?
I didn't see what he looked like at the end. I didn't see.
Oh,
what,
yeah.
Right, exactly.
He like, kind of, he grew into a full-sized lad.
But, there's a TV show.
It's a TV show, full-size lad.
Full-size lad.
On Reels called Autopsy, like the last days of, and they'll like pick like a certain celebrity and like go through like exactly what happened in the last hours of like Whitney Houston. It's like horrible. All the drugs
yeah, and
that
they
were,
show
like,
certain
system.
People's bodies, oh, wow. too.
They're yeah, they'll show, like...
Because I saw one on Michael Hutchence, and oh, they showed his body. And that the family didn't like that, and they didn't know he was going to show that.
Yeah, Whitney Houston had, like, third-degree burns. From the tub? Yeah, from the water. Like, the water was, like, so hot in the tub that she had taken Xanax, marijuana. She drank. She had cocaine.
That
she,
sounds like most like comic Saturday.
Oh, right, and like, they're not in a tub, and right. they wouldn't remember that shit.
But we all know, you take a Xanax, and then you try to take a bath. I don't know, that's like not a good combination, I feel like.
Just I don't know, I've never itself. Taken a Xanax.
I know, doesn't it just make you like breathe slower or something?
Every time I've taken one, I've always just passed out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like...
I can take a Benadryl and pass out.
Right. It's like,
no, I thought
it
just relaxed you.
Three Benadryls.
Oh.
Right.
No, yeah. Because, you know.
And it does relax you. Like, relaxes, like, your whole body and stuff. Like.
But I'm glad you told me that because I was thinking, oh, if I ever have a hyper intense thing, maybe I'll take that. But if you tell me it passes
no,
people out, I'm not
No, because then
doing
you'll
that.
Be talking like this.
That's kind of seductive.
Right. Try doing a 10-minute set like that. It's not going to work.
Sorry about that. I don't do it like you do.
Oh, my God. So, Kevin, did you see the film Moonlight?
Yes, I loved it.
So now, what were, like, the best parts for you? Because, like, I haven't seen it, but I've heard, like, nothing but amazing things.
I haven't
things.
Seen it either.
No. Okay, you really need to see Moonlight because I'm talking too loud.
No, you're
perfect.
Right in my eye, too. Like,
okay, well, you need to see Moonlight.
No, I didn't mean it like that. But what I was really blown away with, like, first of all, it's a good gay story about bullying, but there's much more to it than that, and it's about family and growing up in the... But it had a lot of actors that played each of the characters throughout their lives. So it wasn't like one actor played the whole person.
Right.
It was like several actors. But the person who I think is going to be the breakout star was Naomi Harris. And do you all know who she is?
Yeah, she's been in some Wait. Other
But
stuff
she there. Plays the crackhead mom.
Oh,
and
yeah.
when I saw it, I was
she's
like...
She's English.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You took the words right out of my mouth. But no, but that's what I was going to say is I saw it and she's like in the movie and she's like, give me that money. I want that crack. I got to feel good. And then you see her in interviews and she's like, oh, yes, I don't do any drugs or drink alcohol. And I learned to watch crackheads off YouTube. I learned it off YouTube. And I watched YouTube to study crackheads in Miami. And you're like, wow, she's like nothing like yeah. the person. But, and so that made me realize, because I'm a SAG member, so I got to vote for the SAG Awards.
Okay.
And she was nominated, and it was also when I saw her in the interviews, and she was really nothing like the character. And then if Joan Rivers was still alive, she would have named her best dressed at the Oscars.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because
she
had,
was fierce.
Yeah, she had like the... Because I think her parents are like Trinidadian diplomats or something like that.
Okay.
She had a real like formal look, like nothing like the character.
Yeah.
But it's a really good movie. You should watch it.
I can't remember what else that she's been in. I like was she in a James
That's what they said. They thank you. Sorry. But they said that she was recommended to the producer or something And because of her visa, they shot all her shit like really fast. So you also can't tell that either.
Yeah.
But yeah, but she was in, she was Moneypenny in a James Bond.
Yeah.
And she was in, I've only seen the first, The Pirates of the Caribbean, but she was in the sequels, some of the sequels.
Oh, wait, was she the one with the bad teeth?
Or she was a princess or something. I don't know what she was. But okay. She was in them. But I was like, who's that? Now she's going to be the best breakout thing.
I feel like there was like one like, kind of like sea witch with the bad teeth, and I'm thinking maybe, that's probably know. Her under a ton of makeup, because she's, you know, like very pretty, and like in the Pirates she's just like
Pirates of the Caribbean. I just could not get into. I think I watched like half of it.
And I don't know.
I saw the first one. I liked it.
I don't know why, but Jack Sparrow can get it. Like, really? Like for funky men. Like,
what do you think, Marissa? Because you're close in age to me, and it's funny to me, like how Johnny Depp. First of all, I have relatives from Owensboro, Kentucky, and he's from Owensboro, Kentucky, but he's been talking with this like faux British accent, and for like his first 25 movies, he didn't sound like that.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I was like, "Hello, yes, I'm Johnny Depp. I'm from Kentucky." Like, okay. But yeah,
I don't know. I always think that he is, he's just like luck personified. You know what I mean? Because like, he was like in like a band that just played local bars in like LA, and he wasn't an actor or anything like that. And then I guess like the casting director for 21 Jump Street saw him playing in a band and then asked him to audition for 21 Jump Street.
I love that show. Oh, wow. Did you like
and
that
so,
show?
Yeah, I loved it. Of course. Yeah, and so because he was like a fresh face, nobody knew him, and he had that like swagger, and it was just like, you know, he looked young, but he also looked like he could like, you know, be more mature or whatever. And so that's how like his acting career like launched, was just being discovered doing like a bar show.
Was Johnny Depp his real name? Is that
that's a good question.
His,
I don't know.
I think that might be his name. I'm not really 100%.
Huh.
Not 100%. But I think he's a really good actor, and I think that he's got one of those. I think that the accent is when these actors are like super method and like they can't shed their characters after a while.
I like him a lot as an actor. I'm not cutting him down. But yeah.
But I think that's like how it happened. Like, I think it's like, but like, you know, Madonna did the same thing.
She did.
Right? It's just like, okay, yeah. Madge, calm down.
But did you see, I don't know, because you and I think a lot alike on Facebook. Like, sometimes my updates will be, like, similar, and I'll go to her page and be like, oh, my God. But were you around during the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp thing?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and he threw the bottle of wine at her?
Yeah.
That was really scary. I don't know if you saw the video, but it was he was, like, drunk as a skunk, and he filled up this. He was like, we're not going to argue about drinking today or something, and he threw the bottle at her. And you would never know. And at first, and you could tell that she was really scared and it wasn't a setup and stuff. But then she donated the money that she got in the divorce to charity. So I don't know.
Again, he's from Kentucky. Okay, let's like not forget about that. Like,
yeah.
But she had an ex-girlfriend that looked like if Johnny Depp played a woman.
Yeah.
That to the point where they had the picture. Well,
do we have a call?
John Christopher Depp Jr.
So
check.
He is Johnny Depp. Thank you, Slim.
Oh, thank you.
We got Slim on the fact check.
That's right.
1-2-1-2. But yeah, so that whole, what is her, Amber Heard?
Yeah.
Okay.
I never heard of Amber Heard till that.
Like,
oh, really?
Well, she's like, I knew she was an actress, but like, she wasn't like super big or anything. But apparently, from like what I was reading, like that was like her first relationship with a man. So like, and a lot of people kind of felt like she was just like using him, or you know, it was just kind of like a money exposure thing.
I mean. If you're with women your whole life, and then like the first guy you get with is
Johnny Depp.
but
I'm going to be looking
that's
at
like
East
I'm
Side
with
Eye.
Men my whole life, but the first woman I'm with is Oprah. Like, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Like,
go, Marissa. I'm there. I'm there.
God,
with
you.
A book club right. and all that shit.
You both would be my bridesmen. Like,
oh, wow.
Brilliant.
But, like, I don't know. But I can see him. He looks like he would be a pain in the ass as in like in a relationship. Like he looks like he's like super, like needy and like you know like he needs a lot of hero worship. That's what he looks like.
Oh, that's a good point. I bet a lot of those guys are like that.
That just need like all like, oh, love me, adore me, but like you know.
That's a good terminology. You should really write a book called that.
Hero worship. Would,
that
hero
that makes worship. Sense. I never heard of that till just now, but that makes sense. A lot of guys do think like that.
Yeah, it's see? Just like because I feel like because you know from my experience with dudes, it's like most guys that are dating like a woman want them to worship them, which. Okay, I understand you want to feel like a hero, you want to feel like, you know, you're in charge and blah, 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 but, like, if you want me to treat you like a hero, then do something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't just like, oh, yeah, like, I do graphic design, and I read comic books, and I watch cartoons, and I play Dungeons and Dragons. Like, that's not a hero. Like, what am I... Like, I'm not worshiping that shit. Like, you know what I mean? If you're gonna save
Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
You brought it back, boy.
No, they brought it back. That's my fucking nom. Like or magic.
Magic. Or cartoons.
Oh, so many guys watch cartoons.
And that is the
nothing
biggest
turns
turn
your,
off.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Okay, then I got to turn the tables. I know some sexy guys that are also animators or illustrators.
But they're making
a
art.
Career out of it. Yes.
And I respect thing. That. I've seen their art, too. So
you're,
is
they're
that
making art.
Okay.
That's different than consuming garbage.
It's,
like,
then you go
you
to
know.
Somebody's house and like you're going through their Netflix and like literally everything,
oh, everything
is
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z, American Dad. You're just like...
Like, what?
American Dad.
I'm telling you. Nothing turns your vagina into a desert faster
Shark
than a fucking Netflix
right.
filled with fucking cartoons.
Hey, let's come over and watch Shark Tales. It'll just be incredible. Like, who does that?
Yeah, a lot of dudes.
But no, we were talking about that. You could really tell like what's in somebody's psyche through like their Netflix.
Their Netflix.
You go to like, somebody's house and look at their Netflix, like...
But like, I feel
tell.
Like if all their Netflix are like forensic files, like that bastard's going to try to kill you. Like,
see, I don't have Netflix, but that's like all that's in my DVR, though. Like,
right, like I haven't
that's
seen...
That's your husband's problem.
Speaking of, can I interject something?
Yeah.
I saw something on Netflix, Hidden Hand and the Alien Encounters and the Government Cover-Up, and I wasn't open to that kind of stuff. But then it said how we had all this evidence about encounters and pictures. It really freaked me the fuck out.
Yeah.
But it's called Hidden Hand, the Government Encounters and the Alien Cover-Up or something like that. It was on Netflix.
I mean, of course.
But it was really weird. But anyway, that's the only
what
thing
what was, like, the one specific account that, like, kind of, like, crossed you over the line to say, like, you know something? We're not the only ones here.
E.T. I don't know, but no, it was real freaky and it was really disturbing because they gave the people lie detector tests. They made sure that the people were not crazy. And they basically said that in other countries, when people had these encounters, that they made it public knowledge. But in our country, they made them think that people were crazy.
Right.
And now that we've polluted the planet so much, they know about other planets that are Earth-like that we can go to. And they had to have known about these.
Yeah, beforehand.
They probably know which ones are okay for us to go to, which ones are not. Also, watch the movie Arrival while we're on the subject.
Oh, okay.
She has that's another SAG thing with Amy Adams. Uh-huh. And okay. The aliens come to this country, and she's a famous linguist. She has to translate the alien language so that the people know what's going on. And these people had to have studied the real thing. Like, it's just so authentic. I'm not somebody who's really into sci-fi like that, but, like, it was really done.
I totally believe that, like, there's life on other planets. Like, I feel like, how could there not be? There's so much life on Earth, like, different forms. Like, how could there not? We have other planets. Why and that's would there what not the, be other?
I've had two experiences that kind of threw me on that side. And so, like, one of them was that this was like back in the 80s, you can Google it. It was like there was like this one night in like Westchester County in the Hudson Valley that there was like this unidentified flying object that flew back and forth for like hours, and it was kind of like triangle shaped, and it would like it was massive. And it would do, like, almost like a dead drop where you thought it was going to hit a building. And it would bounce up and back and forth. And I saw this as a kid. And, I was just like, this is not us. Like, it was just, like, it was not an airplane. It wasn't a helicopter. It was just literally an unidentified flying object. And it had, like, these crazy lights. And it would go up like super fast, like superhuman fast, stop, then like drop down to like, you know, like almost like building level, and like just dart around and shit. And it was crazy. And so like, and the whole region had the same experience at the same time. So we're not talking like, you know, like five people in the country. Like, we're talking like thousands of people saw this at the same time, experienced it at the same moment, and were all like, what the fuck?
So, like,
and it wasn't like headline news, like nobody like talked about it happening.
It very quickly
goes away.
Right, because that's what this documentary you showed, where they had pictures and videos and evidence. So you saw that, and a bunch of people, you said it happened for hours?
Yeah, like I remember being a kid and literally like my entire like apartment complex was outside in the parking lot looking at this thing.
Wow.
So it was just like it was just like my particular complex was like probably like hundreds of people. But then we're talking about like everybody in the neighborhood, and you could hear, oh shit, like just like echoing throughout the whole neighborhood, because you're just like, it was doing like spins and dead drops and up and down, and it's just like back and forth, and everyone was, oh shit. I think it was like the first time I ever cursed, because it looked like it was coming toward us and then it just stopped, and I'm like, shit. And my mom was like, you know, and it's like and so like that was like one time. And then my second time, and I never really talk about this, so like this is gonna be a big talk first. You can have as many as you want, but so I was in college, and I went to college in New Hampshire. Wow. And I was doing the cigarette run for my roommates and I, from our apartment to the gas station was like 5 minutes. The whole thing at most should have taken me 15 minutes if I hit a red light, because there's no traffic in New Hampshire, let's be real. And I got ice cream because I was just like, oh, you know something, I'm going to get some ice cream. And so I got back to my apartment 2 hours later, and my roommates are like, where the fuck have you been? And I'm like, I just got cigarettes and I came back. What are you talking about? And they're just like, you've been gone for 2 fucking hours. Like, where did you go? I'm like, nowhere. I went to the gas station. I bought cigarettes. I bought a pint of ice cream, and I came back.
What?
And they're just like, no, dude. Like, really? Like, stop fucking with us. And I'm like, I'm not. I'm totally not. And like, and I totally, I was sober. It was like a Sunday afternoon. I had breakfast. Like, you know, like everything was fine.
What?
And then I thought they were fucking with me, and I was just like, oh, they're playing a joke on me. And then I pull the bag out with the cigarettes, and the ice cream is melted on the cigarettes.
What?
So did you have another encounter with something else, time lapse or something?
That was the only time that I had like a time lapse issue, but like,
because that's a real thing, like
Yeah.
What, time lapses? People
that when you get abducted, like, you lose time.
A lot of the people in the documentary I saw, they didn't lose time. But the lady I spoke with, who's an expert about this, she's read a lot of the biographies and autobiographies, and certain people did have time lapses.
Yeah, the time lapse thing is pretty common.
Wow.
But it was, like, crazy. 'Cause, like, and still to this day, like, I 100% will say that, like, I was sober. I didn't drink. I didn't do any drugs. Like, I had slept well the night before.
How did you sleep that night?
I did not.
Good question.
Right.
And that night I drank like a fish.
Right.
But it was just like, and they were so like, no, like, where did you, I'm like, nowhere. I didn't go anywhere. And the miles on the car explained me going to the gas station and back. I was just like, dude, if I went somewhere, like, look at my miles. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, I like, look at my gas. I didn't get like gas. Like, look at my, like, I have no receipts. It was just like, and then I didn't believe them. And the receipt for like my purchase was in the bag. So like, I got to the gas station in an appropriate amount of time. Something happened to me from leaving the gas station to getting back to my apartment.
Wow. Do you remember driving to your apartment? Or you just remember walking? Like,
that's actually a very good question.
Yeah, I know. How come your car didn't wreck or something like that?
I do not remember getting back to my apartment.
You just remember being in your apartment.
I just remember, yeah, wow, taking the bag and going into the apartment and everybody, where the fuck are you? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And I'm just like, no, I just got cigarettes and ice cream. And I pull out like a soppy ice cream and all the cigarettes are wet. And then they were just like, we have to go buy cigarettes. And they're like, you're not going. Like,
yeah. Don't send Marissa. She's going to get abducted.
They're probably waiting for those cigarettes. Like, I need a cigarette.
Right. He's like, where the fuck are you?
Where the fuck is she?
She better have been abducted by aliens.
Your roommates are all fighting.
It's just like, she's never coming back. I'm like, no, I'm coming, guys. And like a soppy wet. And I'm like, no, look. And I'm like, look at the receipt. Look at the time. And I'm like, wait a second. That was 2 hours ago. Like,
said, Marissa, you're fired.
Oh, my God. Can we talk about this orange turd for a second?
Oh, of course.
Let's get into it.
And I love all your poetic Facebook updates on that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. At least I know somebody reads them. So now, not only do we know that he's under investigation for obstruction of justice, but now, like, he's admitting it for the first time on, like, Twitter. And it was, like, one of those, like, oh, yeah. So his tweet this morning.
Because
yeah.
I don't follow him on Twitter.
I don't follow him either because I won't let
anything.
I need to now that you said this.
All of my politics from Marissa right here.
No.
Or maybe I do. Maybe I followed him when this Apprentice was on and I forgot.
No, anyway. I don't follow him. What I do is every morning I check his tweets, but I don't want to give him the satisfaction of having an extra follower. So I will not follow him, but I will read his shit. I'm going to pull it up right now.
Because he would be all over you. He'd be like, hi, why don't you be on my beauty pageant show? I think that please. You would be great.
I would lose my vagina first. So let's see here. I'm trying to find this crazy ass. So here it is. This is him admitting that he is in an investigation. And this is from Donald Trump's Twitter. I'm not going to say allegedly because this is coming from your own Twitter account. Don't sue me. I am being investigated for firing the FBI director by the man who told me to fire the FBI director. Witch hunt. America saw the Lester Holt video. Right? Like, he said that he was the one that decided to fire Comey because this Russia thing is fake news. It's not real. So I decided to fire him. So now how are you being investigated by the person that told you to fire Comey when you're the one that said that you were going to fire Comey regardless because this Rusher thing is fake.
So I'm sorry. So it was this Lester Holt that told him to fire him and not Jeff Sessions?
No. So, okay. Lester Holt is a journalist. And so Donald Trump did an interview with Lester Holt. And Lester asked him...
Oh, I know who he is. He's like sexy.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. You know.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's a daddy.
He's a dilf, you know.
Dilf. Yeah, totally.
And so, like, so now Lester Holt does this interview, and Donald Trump's like, oh, no. I decided that I was going to fire Comey. It wasn't Sessions, and it wasn't this other guy. I was going to do it because of this Rusher thing. And I say Rusher because that's what he pronounces Russia, but it's Rusher.
I love it when people do that shit.
It's like, oh my God. It's like, are we in real life right now? Like, I just keep thinking that, like, there is, like, an alternate universe that I'm in a coma and I'm having a really bad dream that I can't get out of,
right,
and that this is all shit I'm dreaming up, and that eventually
you're just gonna wake up.
I'm gonna wake up and I'm gonna be like, oh shit, I can't move my legs, but Trump's not president.
Because that was just a sick joke. It had to be hacked. So anyway, you said that they're doing an investigation, and he admitted it.
Yeah, because this entire time he's been saying, like, he's not under investigation. He's like, oh, I'm not under investigation. Comey told me 3 times I'm not under investigation. And then today he's like, oh, I'm under investigation, but I'm getting investigated by the person who told me to fire him. When you just told America on national live television that you're the one that decided to fire Comey because of Russia. And that is obstruction of justice. Like,
but he always changes his stories around it. So weird.
Oh, yeah.
May I add something that...
No, to add everything.
It was really cool because at my job, I can't say the name of it, but Bret Michaels did a surprise performance recently, and he was really good live. But all I could think about was how, like, Bret Michaels had won, like, the Celebrity Apprentice. And then when he was on the Celebrity Apprentice All-Stars, he was like, yeah, I really want to raise money for my charity, St. Jude's. He was the first person fired.
Yeah.
For, like, no reason. But Donald Trump, like, he just changes around his mentality for no reason.
Except for firing, like, Steve Bannon. Like, I'd be okay with him firing Steve Bannon. But, you know, he's got to...
He's got to
keep the Nazi at arm's length at all times.
Yeah, like, we don't need people like that working in the White House.
No, it's crazy. Like, I don't even understand how anybody...
You don't need him working in the White House.
Like... No, word. Like, word, Rodney, word.
It would be karmic, though, if he... are they going to impeach him? What's going on right now? Yeah.
I mean... Right now, I feel like they're trying to set the stages for impeachment because that's really the only course of action that you can take for a president, because a sitting U.S. president cannot be indicted for criminal charges.
So, question on behalf of the American people, because somebody told me that, you know, when Bill Clinton got that blow job,
right,
and they were trying to impeach him over that shit, they said that someone told me that he did get impeached.
He did get impeached.
They didn't kick him out, and during that impeachment trial, he protected us from an al-Qaeda attack on LAX airport, like, during the trial.
Right.
Anyway, so, and now Clinton did all these great things with jobs, and people kind of forget about that. So, hypothetically, if we impeach Trump, does that mean that he's not kicked out?
We talked about it.
Right. Yeah.
He would have to step down himself.
Yeah. He would have to resign, or basically, there is a clause in the Constitution that... if Congress feels like the president is unable to fulfill their duties, they can make him the... he would still keep the title of president, but then they would make the vice president the acting president, which has only happened one time, I believe, while someone was under surgery.
Was it Roosevelt?
I don't know if it was Roosevelt. It might have been.
Oh, wow.
It could have been.
It was like one of those presidents that was like, he had like to have surgery.
Surgery. Yeah. And he was so like out of it medicated
that
he didn't know that he couldn't really be president anymore. Mm-hmm. So then they passed a clause in the Constitution that they could make the vice president like the acting president at any time. But the sitting president would be president in title only, but could not actually make any decisions, which is possible. He would need to resign. You can, like Clinton has shown us, that you can be impeached and still be the president. Nixon resigned, and I believe that probably had to do something with them making a deal with him to resign so that they wouldn't prosecute him.
That's a good point.
You know, but that I would assume that they would probably give Trump that same deal. But I also would assume that he's too much of an ass to actually take the deal.
Right. Yeah, I have my own deals. I don't need yours.
I make the deals. I don't take the deals.
The art of the deal. Rosie O'Donnell called me a snake oil salesman. From her, that's a really low blow. That's what he said. And he went on. He's still saying, I'm probably going to sue Rosie. He's still going on with that shit. That's from 100 years ago.
Yeah, he
is. I wonder how she feels. You should have her on here.
Oh, I wish. Rosie, if you're listening.
Come on. Big Talk Brewskis.
I'll buy you beer.
Because, the other people who spoke out about him, they weren't allowed to go to other countries and shit was fucked with them.
Yeah.
But I wonder how her thing is.
I mean, well, you see what's happened to Kathy Griffin.
Like, oh, yeah. That's ridiculous.
I don't even understand what Kathy Griffin did. Like, I didn't check Facebook that day or something. What, she showed something of him getting his head chopped off or something.
So, okay. You break it down.
Okay, so Kathy Griffin.
I love her, though.
Did a photo shoot with, what's the guy's name? Do you know what the photographer's name is? Mm-hmm. He's like a photographer that does like a lot of like kind of like shocking photography.
Yeah, he's like a famous photographer.
Very famous photographer. But in the photo, she's like holding like a mock President Trump's head with, oh my God, I can't remember if it's called him that. Resonant Trump's head. With, blood, like all like suck bloody head, basically. It didn't look that much like him, but it was like the caption. He had blood stream like coming out of his eyes and out of his nose, and it was like a quote that Trump had said. And so then everybody in America just turned against Kathy Griffin, basically, and just like, oh, this is horrible, and why would you do that? And Tyler Schultz was
the photographer.
He's a photographer.
Oh, cool. Thank
we
you.
Got Slims on the fact check. Yeah. 1212.
Thank you. So, basically America just turned against Kathy Griffin for this photo, which we both agree was art. It was supposed to be protest art. It was protest art. So it's like,
but she's done so many more controversial things about so many other people, or even like about him before he was president.
She got a pap smear live on television.
Right.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
But I like all her stuff.
It's like, please, honey, I got PTSD from my own pap smear, so I don't need to see yours.
Oh my goodness. But it's like, as comedians, like, we are able to, you know, we have the freedom of speech, and like, we're like the last line of defense.
Right.
For freedom of speech.
Right.
And with, when you start, you know, saying, oh, you can't post this and oh, you can't say that, it's a slippery slope.
And I was really disappointed by like how many comics were like against her on this. And it's like, you know something? Like, if she loses this battle, we all lose, because then we can't say anything anymore. And like, we're that much closer to the fascist regime that we think that we're heading towards. And that I feel like every comic, every artist, everyone that needs freedom of speech to express themselves, their thoughts, their ideals, their principles, should 100% get behind her, because obviously she was no threat to him. He did not feel threatened by her. It was a photo. The head did not even look like him. And if his son, because his whole thing was, is that his son thought it was really his head. The real question is, why does your kid not know what you look like?
And which son was it? Because him and Eric got busted today. I shared it on Facebook that through their Trump they're fraudulent cases. It's a new embezzlement thing where they were transferring charities from Trump to Eric and Eric to Trump that were supposed to go to St. Jude, but Michael's his charity. Anyway, but so I wonder which child it was.
Baron. Baron thought it was him.
Baron is that's the one that Rosie said had autism.
Yeah.
And also, I know that this Shakespeare in the Park right now is being criticized because they're doing Julius Caesar,
and
he's dressed as Trump, and they're making his wife have the Melania accent and stuff like that. Somebody told
me
that.
But everybody was fine when
they murdered him on stage.
But everyone was fine when Caesar was Obama. Because they did the same play and they had Julius Caesar as Obama. Nobody protested that.
Are you for real? When was this?
I think last year or a couple of years ago.
And the person was dressed like Obama and got killed?
Yeah, exactly. And then the first the wife looked like Michelle.
That's tragic. I'm sorry I feel that way. I've always voted Democrat.
Cheers.
Yeah, I mean, no offense against Republicans, but when I was born and we're close in age, they were different.
Managed now to offend all of the Republicans. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, now they're different.
Your votes offend me.
We're different.
Are you Republican?
No. I wasn't.
If you're black and Republican, your parents raised you wrong.
I'm looking at you
and
real
if you're
weird.
Gay and Republican, your parents raised you wrong.
I'm looking real weird at you then.
Okay, then let's take that to a next level. I feel like Wanda Sykes is Republican now. Have you seen her?
She was totally anti-Trump, though.
She was, because like when she first came out, she was like streetwise, funny, hilarious comic. Now she's made her money. She has her wife. She has her kids. She's got her stock portfolio and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And she's like, how much more money in taxes will we be paying? Whoa!
I feel like Wanda is probably more of a Bernie person.
Like a Bernie
person. I hope so. I love Wanda Sykes.
But, I don't, because right after the inauguration, right after the election, she did a comedy show, and she was very anti-Trump, and she got a lot of backlash for it.
After this election?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, I don't think that Wanda, she might be a Republican, but she's not a Trump Republican. She's not Trumpsonian.
Okay, because I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth, but I've seen her on talk shows.
I can see
where
her being about her money.
Yeah. Where she wants to, she's got her clauses now.
Yeah.
Because because I'm from Nashville, Music City, and I know people who, had this house off a song or whatever, and certain people said that when they made their money, they didn't know their clauses and loopholes to where, they had to pay too much in taxes.
Yeah.
And I know people where they're like, it didn't make a Republican out of me. But certain people, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's
a
factor.
It kind of makes a Republican out of them.
I didn't know, but yeah, I think so.
More money.
Right. Think about it.
But I'm not
pro
Republican.
Yeah, exactly.
Figure out all the taxes you're going to, be paying on that house before you.
I guess it's probably cheaper to buy a fixer up and then have all of the bells and whistles on the inside than the outside.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh no, this is a bomb shelter. It's like, wait, do you mean you have it's like you have an amusement park in your bomb shelter? Like, what else is going to keep us entertained?
Neverland Ranch.
Right.
It's like you have a roller coaster underground. Well, who doesn't?
I know.
All right. So now we were talking a little bit about James Bond, but Kevin, are you a big Roger Moore fan?
No, but I'm sorry. Was that you who wanted to talk about the death of Roger Moore?
No, I thought that was you.
And somebody else posted that, but I posted that I wanted to discuss it if... Hold on, is that person even here yet? Are we jumping that?
No, anyway, we're not jumping anything because I thought that was your topic. Yeah,
okay, no, that was somebody else. But anyway, Roger Moore, I know he died and he was one of the James Bonds. And so my joke was always that character. I talk about this in stand-up too, pussy galore. Yeah. How do you cast that type? I'm looking for a pussy galore type. And wasn't she in one of the Roger Moore James Bonds?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And then one of them, which one
was... The Sean Connery. She might have been maybe Can we have a fact check on that one?
And Pussy Galore is somebody's grandmother. And yeah. Can you imagine
Wait,
that's
her real name?
No, that was the character's name.
The character's name is Pussy Galore.
Can you imagine somebody would be like, yeah, my grandma auditioned for Pussy Galore. She didn't.
She didn't make it.
She didn't make the cut.
Yeah, well, if your grandma was Pussy Cummore, she would have been Pussy Galore. Oh!
Yeah, brilliant.
That was back when they had the casting couches.
Back when they had the casting couches. Like, they don't have them now.
Oh, I mean, they do, but I mean, is it really a casting couch if everybody's doing it?
Right, true.
It's like, yes, fuck yourself to the middle.
Plus, it's so different. Like, now, like, even, like, porn actors have agents and managers and, like, shit like that now. It's totally different. So, yeah, they have it, but it's still, like, a business perspective on it. I was like, wow. Yeah.
No, it is interesting. So now, have you been following Prince Harry's new? Okay, Prince Harry's new charity where he's focusing on mental illness.
Yeah, and I'm interested because you know, this is the 20th anniversary of when Diana died.
Yes.
And they say that she was a lot of comics. I don't have clinical depression, but I've learned a lot about it this year. And a lot of comics have that. And I wonder if they think that Diana had depression. She was also anorexic and other things, too. But Prince Harry came forward about some kind of mental illness, but they never said what it was. Mm-hmm. And then he contacted Lady Gaga about it. I mean, that's good that he has those contacts, but why would you be
Prince, of course.
Right.
Why would you be I'm contacting Lady Gaga. Maybe she'll tell me what to do. I mean, why would you
wear a
meat
dress?
If I was able to call Lady Gaga and ask her what to do, I probably would all the time.
Wear a Kermit the Frog outfit and walk down the street. That's what she'd tell you.
Hatch out of an egg, you feel better.
But do we know what mental situation he has or no?
I mean, I don't think that we know for certain, but I would assume that he probably also has some sort of depression, because I believe that's hereditary. Mm-hmm. He probably also has anxiety, because, I can't imagine that you're the Prince of England, not, the one that's going to be the king, but, you're still a Prince of England, and, you know, your fart could start an international controversy. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Prince Harry farted on Wednesday. What do you think of that? Oh, it was most extraordinary.
When he was in his early 20s, he had he was partying a lot.
He was smoking that weed.
Oh, thank you.
Sean Connery.
Pussy Galore was during Sean Connery's in Goldfinger.
Goldfinger.
We got Slims on the fact check.
Right, Goldfinger.
That's why she was Pussy Galore. Finger blasted.
Oh, finger blasted.
America's Got Talent.
He's
brought back a memory.
It's like that one day in band camp.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Wow.
So, yeah, I was at Bible studies. Yeah, so I assume that it's going to be clinical depression, anxiety, and then maybe even possibly a PTSD, because he was also in the military. He was I believe he was a pilot.
But would they put him on the front lines?
They
or no?
did. They did.
Wait,
and they.
Which one are we talking about?
Harry.
The younger.
The red haired
one. The red headed one, the ginger. Yeah. They did put him on the front lines. So.
And then his mom died,
Pretty tragically.
Pretty tragically, chased by the paparazzi.
Exactly.
It's not like you can like go out without the paparazzi when you're Prince Harry.
But yeah. I remember that. I was at my first restaurant job ever, and we had just found out that news, and I went in, and all the customers came in, and they were real sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everybody was sad.
No, it was...
It wasn't even our country.
No, like, but like, you know, I feel like she was the world's princess.
Yes.
But it's also that, like, in our country, we romanticize royalty, but like... In England and in Australia, they hate them because they're like, oh, we hate the Queen. She costs £48 million a year and doesn't do anything. That's what the Australian people say.
Yeah.
And like people are out of jobs because they're paying the Queen all this money and she doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
So there's a show coming out on FX, Feud. I watched last season.
It was, I want to see
Betty
that.
Betty and Joan. But this season coming up, it's going to be Diana and... Prince, who's married to Prince William?
Prince Charles. And he's like 100 years older
like,
than her.
It's like the last like year of like how they were like fighting like constantly with each other.
But it's awful because
he was cheating on her the entire time.
With his
he was with no Camilla Parker Bowles. Was she his cousin or no?
I don't know if they're cousins or they're not. Like, but they were like cheating.
Loosely related.
Because basically he wanted to be with her, and Queen Elizabeth didn't approve
that.
And it was a big deal for him to be with someone who they approved of and who was a virgin back then. And that's why Diana was 19 and got married.
Yeah.
So it's real weird. Because I worked a charity event recently.
But
for
like,
the,
what 19-year-old is really a virgin? But go on.
Yeah,
right.
For the Even Princess of Wales. They do their research. They probably had coochie pop doctors and all that shit. We're going to do the vagina monologues in Buckingham Palace.
With a coochie pop monologue. Coochie pop is the phrase of the evening, you guys. So now, Kevin, so are you a big Celine Dion fan?
Okay, I wanted to bring up Celine Dion, because I think, I talked about this at a stand-up at one of your shows, but I think her marriage was a fraud the whole time. I'm sorry, yeah. I'm just going to say it. She doesn't have she doesn't have daddy issues, she has, like, great-granddaddy issues. That dude was, like, 800 years older than her, he was her manager, she was the youngest of, like, 19 kids in Montreal. You know,
I think she just wanted to make sure she got her money back.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because like if they ever got divorced, she'd get 50% of what was already hers in the first place.
Right. Oh, so she's like, I might as well just stick it out and get all the cash.
Get this old dick and I get my money back.
But I mean, I wonder, like, because I don't want to be mean about deaths, but he died a couple years ago. And even Kathy Griffin said in her set that he had been gambling away her money or something. But he was a lot older than her.
Oh, yeah.
He was like 800 years old.
But you have to think like how he must have gotten her head at like, what, 15 is like when they met
That's
or something.
Weird.
Yeah.
Like, super,
yeah.
Super young and like.
Can you imagine?
He had white hair then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But, like, can you imagine, like, being with, like an older dude when you were, like, 15? Like, how impressionable you were at
15? Yes, at 15, right.
And, like, compared to, like, now? Because, like, now I'm just, like, like, you can't see your feet, you're done. Like,
right. I mean,
but like,
at
15, it's like, but he loves me.
Right. Like, and your parents are like, yeah, go with him. He's going to make you a star.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, she had to feed her whole family.
Yeah.
You know, like, she was,
all 19 of them.
You know what I mean? It was just, like, she was, like, the goose that laid the golden egg with the golden voice, and the old man wanted the golden vagina.
So what about the other 18 like, kids? I wonder what
it
they
for,
do.
Like, 20 years?
Yeah, exactly. Wow. She was just waiting for him to die. She's like, now I can have a real life, like a real girl.
Oh my god.
Oh yes, that's where we go.
Yes.
Well,
the same thing kind of happened to Mariah Carey. She got married to Tommy Mottola when she was like 19, but she got out of it.
They
like,
said he was crazy or something. I don't know.
He would like literally he would only let her out the house to sing, like, and then lock her back up in the mansion.
Oh, in the mansion. So yes.
She was like this singing bird in the gilded cage.
In the gilded cage, right.
And then she went and destroyed poor Nick Cannon.
Right, well, that's why in the Honey video, she like jumps out the window and swims through the water in high heels, and then, like, you know, goes up in a helicopter.
And she's like, I'm only doing mansion. Young dick now.
Right?
Like, I'm only doing black dick video. Now.
Hold on, wasn't Tommy Mottola, was he Italian or what?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't even
but
know.
But he was also
like
a million years older than her. Ugh. But, like, did you see, like, what she did to, like, poor Nick Cannon? Like, Nick Cannon was like, Nick Cannon could get it. And well, then
Nick Cannon
now,
can still get it.
No.
Even with the turban and all, I'm sorry.
No.
He has a turban?
Yeah, he wears turban.
Yeah, Nick Cannon cannot get it anymore. I'm sorry.
Have you seen shirtless Nick Cannon lately?
I don't give a shit.
Run again on his Instagram. I'm
I don't
you
need.
Know.
Right? I don't need shirtless Nick Cannon, shirtful Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon is like, he used to be cute, and then now all of a sudden it's like, he's got those, like, soulless, vacant eyes. And
but that's sad.
They're still seen around, like, a lot.
They are?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Because at first...
Because they have twins together. Yeah. And then he just had another baby, like, a year ago.
I bet their kids are beautiful, too.
Yeah, some oops baby that he popped out.
Oops baby. I did it again. So I bet their kids are beautiful. Have y'all seen pictures of their
kids?
Yeah,
their
kids
are gorgeous.
Oh, well, they're both... They were both attractive.
But that's weird because when they got married, people were like, "Oh, Nick Cannon." That's
I threw
a-
all the shade. Yeah. Drink your tea.
People were like, "Oh, that's a move for him." And now that they're divorced, everybody likes Nick Cannon, and people kind of dismissed her episodes and stuff like that. That's interesting.
No, I mean, yeah. I still like her. She's still a diva. Like, I appreciate the diva flow. I do, but. Nick Cannon was a hottie, and then all of a sudden it's just like, Nick Cannon, Botox, maybe? Like,
really? Because I thought everybody was more on his side now. I didn't know it was like that. Wow.
Well, I'm a woman that speaks for herself.
Good. Right, because clearly, Nick Cannon could still get it.
You're married.
Oh, true. You're married. Oh, no.
I'm single. Engaged. Nick Cannon cannot
You're engaged. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To Nick Cannon. Wow, good for you, man.
No, that's Nick Cannon.
Yeah. Damn, Dallas husband. But we're going to have to actually wrap this segment up, and we're going to take a quick break. But before we go, Kevin, where can everyone see you next, follow you on social media, any films that are coming up for you, like projects you're working on?
I'm starring in the Marissa Smith story on Lifetime. No, I'm just kidding.
Hello.
I play the wacky neighbor. No, okay, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm Luscious Kevin. You can also like me on Facebook. I have a bunch of movies on YouTube, Funny or Die. Check them out because... I'm doing a one-person stage show, Practice Makes Perfect, we're going into production in July. And then also I'm doing a variety show soon, we're going to go into that.
And where can they catch your one-man show and your variety show?
Check me out. I'm starting kevinjanaway.com right now, not .com, .com.
Yeah.
And, so it's you can check me out. I'm going to find we're booking the location right now.
Okay.
But follow
so
me.
So, like, follow him on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. Check out his one-man show. This is Kevin Janaway. We got Rodney Daniels. I'm Marissa Smith. And we will be right back, you guys. See you soon.
on down.
Subject, we never dismiss. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, more. Any subject, we got it in store. Big talking brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived. Big talking brewskis with
guys,
Marissa
welcome
Smith.
Back to Big Talking Brewskis. I'm Marissa Smith. We've got Travis Zapp with us.
Hello, how's it going, everybody?
We've got Matt Klein with us.
Thank you for having me.
And we've got Zach, I'm going to screw up your last name.
Petrovich.
Petrovich with us.
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
Oh, yeah, because like I knew, I was like, I'm going to start a stutter.
She has a condition.
I'm too many consonants. I don't know what to do. And we've got Rodna Daniels with us.
What's up, guys? Happy Friday.
Woohoo.
So, TGIF, you guys. TGI motherfucking F. So, Travis, how was your week?
Not too bad. I've been doing a lot of acting recently, so I actually just wrapped up a couple projects. So I've been able to, like, take some time back for myself and dive into some other projects, which is great. So, yeah, it's been nice to have that time to myself again.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Matt, how about you? How was your week?
Man, my week started off pretty rough. I work in production, and so I worked like pretty much an all-nighter on Monday, and it set my whole week. But yeah, everything else has been pretty breezy since. My dog got into a little scruff at the dog park the other day.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have this little French bulldog. Super cute. His name is Chunk. But he's like
Chug.
He's slowly becoming like kind of a douchebag. Like he's so enchanting, but lately it's just like little shades of douchebaggery. And the other day at the park was like one of those shades, and I had to scold him in front of everyone.
And then he got embarrassed.
Yeah, it was like I did the right thing, but then
it's so, like, Daddy, why?
Yeah, he gets in, exactly. And I'm like, I'm not the monster. He gets in this scruff. I pull him off, and I'm like, and in my head, very calmly and collectively, I say, I'm like, no, bad, stop being a jerk. But in real life, it was like so loud that like birds left trees and an elk looked up from sipping out of a pond and everyone in the park was just like dead still.
I'm a monster. Yeah, yeah.
So, that was Thursday.
I'm a monster because you are dead.
Yeah. So, that was from watching you.
So Zach, how was your week?
Oh, it was a week. I went back to I'm from Pennsylvania originally, so I went back. I had to go to the DMV because I don't want to let anyone know that I'm living in New York. I like having that anonymity, you know. Mm-hmm. Pennsylvania license. Everyone's like, "Oh, you're not from here." I was like, "No." But yeah, no. So I had to go back to the DMV, which was fun. No, I went back home, and I swear to God, I was there for like less than 24 hours, and I gained like 25 pounds. Me and my mom just like stress ate like, for like 25 minutes, but like a pound a minute. Like, I'm not even kidding. We had like four orders of steamers at this pub. Like, I think we ordered like six orders of nachos that were like plenty for three people, like one order, you know. So, yeah, no, we did that, and then I had I was down there. I was trying to figure out some stuff. I'm going on the road in August down to Reading Comedy Outlet. Cool. So that's coming up with Joey Mahoney, and then we're going to do, like, a little East Coast tour up to Pittsburgh, maybe up West Virginia, something like that, and then come back down to New Jersey. So we're getting some of that going. I had a Wednesday show at Kent Ale House in Williamsburg. It's a pretty cool room. Nice. It's a new show, so we're trying to get a little bit more on that, but, I mean, you know, that's been going on. And then Thursday we had an awesome show with Comedy Mob. 7 o'clock at the Grizzly Pear.
Nice.
And yeah, that was last night. And then we had another one at 9 o'clock. That was or 10 o'clock show. That's not a Comedy Mob. That's a Chemical Candy Comedy.
Oh, okay.
Which is yeah. So well, yeah, right. Yeah, it's like Chemical. But yeah, no. So it's been a busy week, you know. And then yeah, it's pretty much it, you know.
Nice. Working. Nice. So now, Travis, have you been, like, using dating apps lately, or...?
I have, actually. I've noticed some very weird trends with people on dating apps. Like, there's people who use group photos, and I swear that there's never the same person in any of the photos.
Right.
Like, you start scrolling through, and it's like there's five people in each photo, but never is there a single person in two photos. Like, it's just a mystery of, like, who am I supposed to be judging here? Like, or, like, trying to figure out if I want to date.
Like, yeah, you're like, you're looking at the stats, this one like, compare the stats to...
Like, maybe it's like a Sister Wives kind of situation.
Looks like a Marissa here.
Yeah. You know? You have to do like the average of attractive people.
I'm a one
people.
Of a kind, thank you very much.
And everybody is like adventurous and like looking for a good time and like...
Just like fun.
Wanderlust. Yeah. My whole thing is wanderlust. How about have a life that you can actually live? Like, I just don't understand... It's like, everybody's just like, hey, when I have wanderlust, it's just like, oh, so you're trying to escape reality. That's fantastic.
Like, I love not being at my real life.
Yeah. Just like. It's like, yeah. It's just like, so I hate my life, so like I have wanderlust.
It's like app shorthand for always running.
Yeah.
Right?
It's always like running. No matter where you go, there you are. Like, it's just never, it's never going to escape you.
But with like 24 other people who may or may not also be you.
Right.
According
right.
to your photos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate when every photo is a group photo.
Yeah.
Because, and then you're just like, I don't know which one this is. Like, you know.
You gotta have one headshot.
No, right. I was gonna. You gotta yeah, scroll exactly. through like one five profile. Of them, and then like the fifth one is like the person, like surprise.
And then it's like sunglasses and a hat, and it's like I don't know what your face looks like. I don't know like what your head looks like. You know
see,
what I mean?
And it's the exact opposite on Grindr. Like that works. Like when it's like it's a bit
of mystery.
Yeah,
maybe like girls are getting like info on like their like how to do their dating apps like by their gay friends.
From the gay yeah, friends. That makes sense.
I got this dude with a giant cock on Grindr this way. You
right,
need to
exactly.
Like,
right.
Like, girl, it's all about the sunglasses and the big floppy hat.
Yeah,
right.
Look like the
or
Unabomber,
a torso
but
shot.
Chic.
Do you know, cap and aviators.
Yeah,
it's the real deal.
But now, like, okay, so are any of you guys on Bumble?
Yeah, it sucks.
Okay.
I didn't know that was a thing, no.
I know what it is, but I'm not on it.
All right, so like I'm on Bumble, and like Bumble, the whole thing is that the women have to message the men first.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And like, you know, you guys match, and then the only way for you to communicate is that the woman has to communicate with the guy first. I like it just because like I don't have a bunch of randoms like sending me messages because my Instagram is what random sending me messages looks like.
It's like looking into a mirror.
It's like, oh no, it's all like, oh girl, I'm gonna wear that ass out. I'm like, are you?
where are you gonna wear it? Yeah, so, like, the first, you know, dad joke.
It's just, yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible. So like I've made a cottage industry of my bad messages from these dating apps. But from like the Bumble, I have to message first, and I never know like what to message first because like I'll go off the profile.
That's the mystery of dating.
Humans don't know.
No. And that's the other thing that everyone puts in their profile is like, don't bother messaging me like, hey, what's up? And you're like, well, what the fuck else is there?
Like, say, right? Yeah. Like that's like,
oh, I noticed one.
I go with the Mrs. Doubtfire gif, like coming up with the cream on her face. It's like, hello. That usually gets a few, you know what I mean? It weeds out the crazies, you know?
Yeah, because I just feel like, oh, is he trying to tell me he's trans? I don't understand.
Wonder if that's like the myth of modern dating. Like it used to be like when I was a kid, like, but Jason Biggs has to get the girl because he was nice. And that's like not a good moral. But now it's like, how could I ever craft the perfect intro message? I know I have it in me. It's like,
there's
no
apps
one knows
to help you to do that, yeah, too. No, that's the fucked up thing. Not
is
that I
really
have them. But,
really?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I was like, geez.
No,
in development?
I've heard, so I read.
Share your knowledge.
So I read.
I might be getting my seed funded.
You want to hear some knowledge? I found an $80 hooker on Plenty of Fish the other day.
Oh.
I'm not even kidding. And I was like, no fucking way. I just had to. I
advertised
this. Does the come free?
No, that's, well, no. No, I mean, no, I'm like, I'm in messages with this person because, like, I don't buy it. Like, I think I'm getting, like, fucking ready to get arrested. Like, I'm not going to buy a hooker, but especially for $80, but it's New York. $80 is like, that's
that,
a cheap
that would
hooker
be a very cheap.
Like, it's either that or get, like, you know, a gram of blow. And it's like, you know, either way, you know, you're having a felony on your charge. So, yeah, you know, I mean, what do you want, you know?
And probably an STD or two at that
at
price.
Least, yeah. At least, right? At least, you know.
Well, I mean, at $80, I think she throws in the HIV for free.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah,
it's
no,
part
it's
of a
like
package
a,
deal.
Yeah,
right?
It's like, can I get a number one off the HIV menu? You know,
it's a package deal for your package.
Yeah. But yeah, no. But the funny thing was, like, all of her pictures were like, it was like her, she's huge. She's like just the biggest woman I've ever seen in my life. Like, and it's just like her ass, and there's like a star on her ass, but it looks like a like lens flare. Looks like Michael Bay took her Plenty of Fish pictures, and it's on her ass crack. And I was like, what are you advertising here? That your ass is a star, or like where's the like what do we need? And I messaged her. I was like, so, you know, out of curiosity, how much? She's like, 80. And I was like, no fucking way.
For what?
I was like, 80 for what? Am I getting a weird hand job in a vestibule in Brooklyn? Like, what's going on?
I've got my Saturday nights alone for that.
No anal, no bareback. And I'm like, whoa, she's actually fucking serious.
She's throwing out the don'ts.
That's what I was like. Yeah, I was like, okay. Like, no, so like, yeah, that was this week. That was two nights ago, hungover. I thought that week was a good idea. Yeah, it's been weird. Wow. I woke up at 6:45 for a 7 o'clock show at the Pear. But I woke up, yeah, so I was like, oh shit.
I gotta go.
So I'm texting Kevin Hurley. I'm like, yo, dude, I gotta fucking, you know, I'm sorry, I'm on the way there. 45 minutes out. So, like, I get there at, like, 7:30, bar's locked. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? I'm texting him, like, where is everybody? Phone dies. So I'm like, shit. So I go and buy a charger from the 7-Eleven down there, and I'm, like, running around. But everything's closed. I'm starting to realize everything's closed.
Huh.
Like, Fat Black Pussycat, fucking McDonald's just reopened, fucking Ben's Pizza's closed. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? And I go to Chloe Sweets, and there's, like, this German guy that owns it. I look at him. And everyone I've asked, I was like, guys, what's going on here? They're like, yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It's really weird.
I think I'm like the last man
in New York City. I was like, I've never seen the West Village dead at 7 o'clock at night on a Thursday.
And apparently,
you know
everyone has amnesia right now.
And I go to Chloe's, and like this German guy was like, my Jesus Christ! I was like, dude, what's going on? He's like, oh, that's weird. Everything opens at 11. I'm like, 11? It's fucking 7. Like, what do you mean it opens at 11? He's like, 11 in the morning. It's a.m. sir. And I'm like, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, get the fuck out of here. And he's like, no, I'm honest. Honestly, check it out. And he like shows me his phone. It's AM. I'm like, oh my god.
Damn. I'm just like, I was wondering why it was still sunny. Like,
no, it was Well, no, but I mean, like 7 o'clock. It's that weird twilight shit that you don't know. Yeah. Like, I mean, like look outside now. You know what I mean? It could be morning. It's true. You don't know.
Oh my god. Man,
yeah. So then I had to ride all the way back. I get a call from Kevin. He's like, were you supposed to text your boss that? And I was like, no.
Yeah.
No, I owned up. I was like, no, I'm just kind of retarded. It's fine.
I had that happen to me once a couple months ago. I ended up going into work, and I'm like going through Grand Central. It's completely fucking empty. I'm like walking down the streets, like 45th Ave, 6th, Lexington Avenue. I'm like, what the hell is going on? There's nobody anywhere.
But also not questioning because no one's around and it's great.
Yeah, no, I was like,
I felt like
I felt like Will Smith in I Am Legend.
Yeah, I'm like, this is awesome. Yeah.
Or like Tom Cruise in the beginning of Vanilla Sky running through Times Square. There's nobody. Good movie if you haven't seen it. I get into the office and nobody's at my office. There's not a single person there. And I realize, like, oh shit, it's New Year's Day. Like, there is, like, everything's fucking closed. I'm like,
one
asshole who's like, all right, I'm going to go work. Everyone was up late last night partying. I'm going to go into work.
Eager Beaver. Yeah. That happened to me, like, once, like, at my job, but it was like my first year there, and so I didn't know that we had the day after Thanksgiving off, because it's like, you know, it's like Black Friday, and right. Like, you know, it's just a regular Friday, it's not a big deal. So like, but I live like 2 hours away from my job, so like I commute 4 hours a day, so like I get all the way there, there's no cars in the parking lot, and I'm just like, this is strange. And I'm like pulling on the door, and I was just like, why is the door locked? And then it was like during the recession, so I'm just like, we're out of business.
Like, they tanked. They shredded everything. Somebody jumps off the building as you look. I was a good CEO.
And I literally, I call my boss, and I'm like panicked, and I'm like, did we go out of business? And he's like,
not
no,
yet.
Why is the office closed? He's just like, because we're all off. And I'm like, oh. He's like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm perfectly fine. Have a good holiday. Bye.
That was
funny.
Probably like the worst 2 hours back. Like, fuck.
I was just like,
I'm up.
Yeah. No, during the recession, that actually happened to a restaurant that I was working at. Like,
they closed.
Claim Jumper. I don't even know if they're like still around. It's like, this is in California. So like the server that was supposed to come and open like goes, and like there's like literally a chain lock on the door. Like, oh yeah, Claim Jumper officially closed, go to this location instead. And I like called up, was like, wait, I gotta check there, like I gotta come get my money.
What's up? I don't give a shit what you guys foreclosed on. You foreclosed on
my money.
Cash, though.
I've got a couple checks coming my way. You gotta foreclose.
Oh my god.
Yeah, restaurants, those are fun.
But I'm gonna like I'm going back into the dating app thing, because like now that like, you know, I'm surrounded by fellas here, like I'm gonna pick your brains. Like, what is the message that like the first message you guys want to hear?
Man,
ladies, listen up, because we've got a cross section here.
Depends what time I'm looking at the app. Like if it's 12 noon, like maybe like a hey, how are you? But if it's like you
we're
know,
talking a respectable hour.
Oh, okay, respectable hours. All right, well then, yeah. Like, no, I don't know. It's there's really no good. Any message is good for us.
Yeah,
I mean,
honestly,
like there's
like,
no.
It could seriously just be like, hey, what's up? And I'm then going to be like, oh, okay, who's this person who's taken some interest in me? Let me look at the profile and see who this person is and if I want to respond. It's more about the profile than it is about that message for me.
I would say a surprising number of guys, and I have to just preface this by saying I'm engaged as fuck. I haven't been around for the dating app thing yet, so I'm like, what is this?
But I will say, I will say that I feel like a surprising number
Yikes,
of guys.
Gadzooks.
Gadzooks.
Jinkies.
Reading up.
I feel like a surprising number of guys are just so used to being like monsters, basically, that like if we get a message back, we're like, huh? Like so just desperate. It worked. Like, I don't know what I did, but it worked. Okay, now we're talking. Like, I feel there's an excitement there, you know?
Because like to your point, there's a lot of guys that are just like, don't just message me, hey, or hi, or what's up. And I'm just like,
I don't know any of those.
I don't know any of those.
I was going to say, there is a lot that, on Grindr, there's a lot of guys that like say, like, don't just say what's up and do it like.
That sounds so picky right off the bat.
These guys just have like a lot more self-confidence than I do or something.
I don't know. I'm just like say anything.
I've had friends come up to me like, you know what they said to me? It was hey. With like a tear in their eye. Like, good for you, man. Like, yeah.
No, but like, honestly, like especially if you don't have anything in your profile, it's like, what am I supposed to message you about? Because it's just like literally a location and an age and a bunch of pictures. And then I've also found that if they have just the location, age, and a bunch of pictures, and I comment on something in the picture, I never get a response back. Like, if you've got, like, rainbow socks on, and it's I'm like, just hey, like, nice oh, socks. Hey, great socks, and they're just like, she's talking about my socks, my penis shriveled. Like, yeah. I just
observational?
Don't.
Ew.
It's just like,
you guys
It's like, why did you put the picture up?
My profile see, that in Braille? What the fuck?
Why did you put the picture up?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
A choice, yeah.
Or it's just like, oh, cute dog. Like, what breed is it? It's like, she's talking about my dog. Like, you know, it's just like, I don't know what the right answer is.
I know for me personally, if somebody's funny, it doesn't matter if like ever, if it was like ever a romantic prospect or just like someone just saying hi or whatever. If you're funny and show you have a sense of humor off the bat, I'm like immediately like kind of invested. I'm like, okay, you're cool. That for me works. I don't know.
It should be tough for a room full of comedians. Too.
Yeah.
Right.
Strangers.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, I mean, if somebody's just going to message me, then I'm going to look at their profile. It doesn't really matter what the message is. It's just like, oh, okay, someone's interested in me. Let me see if I'm interested in them.
I'll be honest. Like, the dating, I mean, like, all joking aside, the dating apps are really, I mean, fucked as far as that goes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's so much easier to, like, meet someone after a show or, you know.
For a guy.
I disagree. No, you guys can totally go out and meet normal people. You just have to.
No, normal people don't want to meet us.
Normal people also don't do comedy.
Yeah, I don't get lost. I went from
beautiful,
I went from boxing to theater school to boxing through theater school and then here.
That is like hot and cold now.
Yeah, no, I know. Like, I'm not a normal person, so I guess my view's like fucked. My brother got married at like 23. I'm 23 right now. I like look at him like, what the fuck were you thinking?
Yeah, dude, I look at my parents like that. I'm like, well, at my age, my parents already had two kids, and like another one was on the way.
Yeah.
I'm just like, holy shit! Like, I don't have a girlfriend right now, so pressure's on, I guess. Mom and Dad, you're expecting grandchildren anytime soon? Hope not.
Yeah. They got two out of him, so like, I know I'm off the hook.
It's nice being the youngest. Yeah. And like, my mom's like grandma biological clock is like.
It's time.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was just like, it's,
give us a baby.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah. My brother has four. I'm like, okay, good. You did your due diligence.
It's
they're
like,
cool with that.
Give
me some runway.
Like, so much time. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Bought me some time.
Yeah.
There's got to be a dating app specifically for people who want to make babies.
I bet there is.
Do you
I bet there is somewhere.
Yeah, it's called
if
Christian
not,
Mingle.
If you build it,
FarmersOnly.com is a good backup.
No, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Christian Mingle's for anal. That's right.
Yeah, man. I think like dating apps have definitely created like a mentality where people are. People are just way too picky, I feel like. Like, even you guys saying, like, don't message me this and don't message me that. Don't come at me with your original human way of communicating. Like, fuck you. Like, really? Like,
you
I feel like people
Ola?
Are just so... there's so many options that people... It's not like picking out, like, which Arby's to go to on your... Like,
they all suck.
It's like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, exactly. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
stop being so picky.
Arby's?
And
what other fast food restaurant has curly fries, though? That's the one thing
that
Arby's
is true.
Has
that's
like
one
nobody
of their
masthead
items,
you're
man.
So
they got the
right.
Horsey sauce.
And
I'll be honest, I can't remember the last time I went to an Arby's, and I'm a fat
and
guy.
Didn't get diarrhea.
No, I can't remember the last time I went to Arby's, but I think that's like my memory like blocked it out. They were like, you don't need to remember this.
I really liked Arby's a lot when I was a kid, but then as I grew up, I guess like you develop new allergies or some shit like every 7 years. Yeah. So like now I'm allergic to poppy seeds, which is apparently
everything.
In like their buns. So like I can't eat Arby's anymore. I can't have like the sweet onion sauce in Subway. It has poppy seeds in it because like what a fucking.
I feel like it doesn't even need it.
Like, yeah. Do you get like hives or your mouth just swells up?
No, it's just like my mouth kind of swells up a little bit. Like okay. it gives me like indigestion really bad too. Like okay. I don't know why.
But, don't do heroin if you needed another reason because you're probably super allergic.
Opium too, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
When you go out to eat, you tell servers that, right?
No, I usually don't. Have to worry about it well, too much.
Great.
I don't get
like allergies.
You're the kind of guy that gets people.
You're the kind
of
guy
that gets us
like
us fired. Thanks.
Have you seen in this beer?
I always tell people about like nuts and coconuts. I'm allergic to that shit too, and that's like a much more serious allergy.
I didn't even realize coconuts.
Like I can usually get through something. No, they're not. It's like a separate thing.
But a nut allergy, like a surprising number of things. Like he'll come over and I'll be like, "Hey man, I got like Tim Tams. I'm so excited to try them. I've never had them. Want one?" And you're just like, "Are there nuts in it?" And it's like the first ingredient. I'm like, oh, I almost killed you. Sorry.
But I can do like peanuts, like peanut butter. I'm good with that.
Yeah, like I have that problem too. Because like I've got a
you're right.
They're legumes. Like I have a nut allergy, and like so, I flatlined in college twice in one day from pistachio ice cream.
Damn.
And it's so, like...
Was it like you did it and then went back because it was really good? Or I'm just going
to... No. So, like...
Pistachio!
I'm not allergic to pistachios. I'm allergic to Brazil nuts, which I did not know, but they put Brazil nuts in the pistachio ice cream instead of pistachios because they're cheaper.
Those fucking frauds. Wow.
Yeah. So, like, and I had no, because I never ate a Brazil nut before. Yeah. And so, like,
I don't even know if I know
literally
what one looks
just, like,
yeah,
I took,
do.
Like, two
They're
scoops.
Like
They're
the big, ugly nuts.
The big brown, like, half moon nuts.
Oh, that are, like, way too hard to ever crack.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, these are basically just, like, it's like,
no,
it's like, it might as well be, like a decoration in the nuts. Yeah, okay.
That's a Brazil nut. And so, like, I had the ice cream, and, like, I kind of just, like, I started having, like, anaphylactic shock, like,
Jesus,
like in the cafeteria in my college, and I fell off the chair because, like, the whole, like, I got so dizzy, like, the whole room went sideways, so I thought, and I just, like, fell off, and, like, all my friends were just like, oh, Marissa's just being funny, and I'm like, yeah.
What a joke.
Look at her turning blue. What a card.
She's been twitching for an hour now.
She's so method.
It's just like,
She's really committing to this bit, guys.
You know,
take
told
notes.
Me she really loved Heath Ledger. So,
yeah.
But so you, what happened? Like you just.
So then, like,
I
like, I didn't have any Benadryl with me, and this, like, you know, I'm old, so it's like before, like EpiPens, really. And so, like, I went back to my apartment, and I only had Benadryl pills, and I couldn't swallow it because my throat was like swollen. And so then they called, like, 911, and so, like, they went, oxygen the whole nine. They gave me, like, epinephrine.
Yeah.
In the chest. But they gave me too much of it, which made my, made me flatline.
Jeez.
And so then they revived me while I was in the ambulance. And the only reason why I know this is because, like, my roommate came with me to the hospital. And so, like, once they revived me, like, my heart was still racing once I came back, so they gave me something to slow my heart down.
It's just too
and
much.
And they gave me too much of that. And
what
so
the hell were they doing?
Where's the lawsuit?
Did you have, like, all the insurance? Like, they were like, listen, she's like, in college. We're in college. We got this.
Yeah, yeah, we're on the same wavelength.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, you know what? That was just a little too much. You get a C for this assignment. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now, she almost died twice.
Science fair. Jesus.
So, did you just like come to in the hospital, like what the fuck
two
happened?
Days later.
Oh my god.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Were like JD and Turk the ones who were attending?
No, it's that guy
fucking
they
three
sent,
stooges
no, the guy
dressed
they sent
up as nurses
to the morgue after, oh, yeah, like, right. The first one was Doug.
Yeah.
It's
like,
a great show. I miss that show.
It was like literally like the most disorientating thing in my life because like the last literally the last thing I remember is being
over.
Like in my apartment with oxygen over my face. And then, like, I came to, and I had a tube down my throat, and I had, like leads all over me. And so, like, I'm just like, oh, what the fuck is this? And so I just start pulling shit off, because
yeah,
I'm just
like,
fuck.
Rick Grimes.
That's what happens like, every time somebody like, wakes up in a movie with that on. Yeah, it's yeah, like yeah. the first thing you have to do is have all that shit on.
You're just like, oh, what is this? And so like, then I just hear this running down the hall, and like the door flings open, and these doctors like are pulling a crash cart, and I can't talk because I have a tube down my throat. Oh my
is this God. Your life or a zombie movie?
Yeah. No, like I'm a strange bird, so like, so like I literally like the I just throw like an arm like over my chest when they're about to like
plunge
like,
you,
and I'm just like, and they're just like, are you okay? And I'm like. And they're like, can you talk? And I point to the tube. And they're like, okay, you can't pull these things off again.
Okay, got it.
And so, like, then, like, finally, they're just, like, telling me, like, everything that happened. I'm just like, how long have I been there? And they're like, 2 days. And I'm like, 2 days. My roommates were, like, all running in. They're like, oh, my God, we thought you were going to die. By the way, your parents don't know you're in here, and they've been calling all weekend. I'm like, what?
Now
like,
they're, now they're gonna die. Yeah.
Like that's great. If you didn't die before, you sure are gonna now.
Yeah, but here's my thing. How many kids like have alcohol poisoning in college, and like their roommates totally rat them out when their parents call them? Yeah. But like, you didn't even like get fucked up for like an illegal thing. You just ate a fucking Brazil nut.
Yeah. I ate ice cream.
And, like, now your parents think you're dead from booze, probably.
Twist. I mean, what was but in your defense, it was hilarious. Like,
and twist. Right. Twist. They were in on it with the ice cream. People.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Game over, like, man. Game over. Oh, shit. I knew this Brazil nut thing was going to catch up.
Exactly.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, oh, like they put the Brazil nuts in there just to fuck with you. Like, oh, yeah. He's not really allergic. Let's see what's going to happen.
I mean, like, do you ever run into that?
No, but like the funny thing was is that I went to one of my college roommates. She had a baby shower, and somebody made brownies. And so they put like walnuts in the brownies. And so my friend, like my roommate was just like, oh, well, did you bake the non-nut brownies in the same pan that you baked the nut brownies in? And they're like, yeah. And so then they're like, okay, Marissa, I don't think you should eat the brownies. But if you decide to eat the brownies, we all need to take a plan, a strategy. And so then she starts drawing a map to people of where the hospital is and like where the cars are. And she's like, okay, so like my car keys are here. My husband's car keys are here. If anybody's missing, we need one person that's going to be the designated hospital driver. I'm like, dude. I won't eat any fucking brownies.
Really, like, popping how good those brownies were. Like, she's probably going to risk death for these, so like, let's come up with a plan.
It probably looks like every bake sale brownie you've ever seen in your life, too. Like,
it's like you don't understand how Marissa loves a brownie. Like, Marissa's going to eat these brownies. I'm like, dude, I'm just not going to eat any brownies.
I'll go
is that going to be... Is that going to make everybody later. Okay? Because, like, I just won't eat the fucking brownies. Yeah. And she's like, ah, the little ones. And I'm like... Why did you have them? Like
45 minutes later, she's like, that's plan A. All right, plan B.
And 2 days later, you're waking up like they were really good. Like, so bravo to you.
But I thought you said they were macadamia nuts. I don't understand.
Bitch, why are you lying?
Those were not walnuts.
By the way, your parents have been trying to reach you for 2 days, and they are pissed.
I got to ask, do you remember anything from like being out, or is it just... It was just nothing. You just woke up and it was
an out of body experience, or
I'm always curious.
States of heaven kind of thing.
I mean, I'd say that I feel like this whole episode has been like supernatural. So like, I guess I had something like what you'd call like an outer body experience, but I didn't necessarily feel like I saw myself. I felt more like I was having a conversation with myself, like
Like your consciousness.
Yeah, so like whether or not I remember having a talk with myself about just being tired and being ready to go. And then like myself telling myself like you don't understand what you're telling you right now, because if you decide that you don't want to fight anymore and you're too tired to fight, like you're not coming back. And so like just having that kind of conversation back and forth with myself, and then just being like, All right, this is like, I'm going to try to get up this one time, and if I can't get up, then I'm done. And that's like kind of just like the...
When you woke up.
Yeah.
That's so heavy.
Wow. That's like, so crazy.
Yeah.
No, were you raised religious at all? Or
Like, so my parents, like, they kind of, like, were religious. I've been agnostic, like, pretty much my whole life.
No, I feel you. Yeah. Yeah. I'm in the same boat.
Same. Yeah.
My dad's, like, super, he's Orthodox Christian.
Okay.
Which, I mean, it's not like he's dressing up like Abe Lincoln to go to, you know, church. It's not Williamsburg. It's not a black tie affair. Yeah, no, it's a little bit different. But no, the thing is, like, my mom's Italian, so it's like she's Catholic. So, like, I would go to the Catholic church with my grandmother and shit like that. And, like, that's, like, an hour service, you know. You get the crouton of Christ. It's good, you know.
And also, let's be frank, every Catholic there is like, God, fuck
yeah,
this.
No,
like,
one wants to be Catholics there except for, like, religion. The six old same people thing. In the front. They're like, I love this.
Grizzly
yeah.
Catholic yeah. parents.
Music is just so lively.
No.
Yeah. I love all the songs.
But then, you think that's bad? No, I'm telling you, like, Orthodox is cool because, like, mentality-wise, they're very, like, open. They're not those shove-it-down-your-throat Christians. But it's a two-hour service.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the one where they sing, like, everything?
Everything is canted. It's like being in a temple, almost. Yeah.
Wow. I went to a wedding
like,
that was
in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, on forever, on the ages. Like,
drive
that's,
safe on your way home.
It's really, really hard done. Tip it's your really waitresses. No, but I mean, like, so I remember, like, but no, like, my dad's, like, really heavy into that, and, like, so they've, like, gone back to the church, but I was raised Methodist.
Huh.
Which, like, because they didn't want, because, like, you know, like, that's the age-old schism is, like, the Orthodox and the Catholics.
Yeah.
And, like, it was a thing, like, when my parents got married.
Like, it's, like, nice, like, and down the middle.
She was like, I'm not going to be Orthodox, fuck that. And he's like, I'm not going to be Catholic, fuck that. Like,
our son's Methodist.
And they're like, yes, they're going to be Methodist. So, like, they met so in the middle, which is such a cafeteria fucking Christian, you know what I mean? Like, they're like, I'll take a little bit of this. Jesus is our friend, but doesn't hate us for being gay, you know? It's like... And it's like, I mean, it's cool, but I mean, like, I don't know, like, you're either going to suck the full dick or you're not just going to take just the tip. I'm sorry. I mean, you know what I mean? You got to,
if it's the tip, it doesn't count.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean? And, like, so I've kind of, you know, I've just been like, all right, I'll hear it out. Like, you know, I don't know what the hell's going on.
I always wondered when the whole, like, ancient Greek, like, Bacchanal, like, wine festival transformed into, like, all right, so on one day cracker. A week, we're going to have one cracker and one sip of wine. Everybody,
like, you took away the best part.
Yeah, like, yeah. You take over another religion, you give us a taste of the wine, but, like, come on, they had, like, week long festivals that were just like, yo, guys, we got barrels of this shit.
Let's turn it up.
Christ, well, it probably, I mean, like, if you think about it, it comes from a time when, like, you know, people were getting drunk on the regular because that was like all there was to drink. Yeah.
And they knew a guy who could turn water into wine. Yeah.
Dude,
I mean, I would be too.
Dude, if I had a friend like that, like, could turn, like, sand into cocaine or something like that, like, I'd be hanging with him every fucking weekend. Like, I'm like, yes, Jesus.
We're going to the beach. Yeah.
So sweet. Yeah. So just to, like, switch gears a little bit, Travis, what are your thoughts on DC versus Marvel?
So I think that, like, it's more of a fan construct than it is an actual studio construct. Like, the DC and Marvel people seem to have, like, a very solid friendship. The Marvel guys all watch, like, Superman 1 before they start making any superhero movie. They just, like,
that's
have
so
an argument.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, they steal each other's characters all the time. Like, Deadpool is a parody of Deathstroke. And they just had Red Tool came out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, there's been some crosses.
Yeah, his costume design is almost exactly like Deadpool's. Yeah. So, like, fans get all angry about all this stuff. But, like, in particular with the movies and, like... I don't know. The movies recently have been, like, the biggest point of contention because, like, the DC movies have kind of sucked up until Wonder Woman.
I feel like the DC movies have gone the same route that a lot of video game adaptation movies have befallen, where, like, and this isn't to say that all the crew or all the creators behind these movies are not fans, but a lot of video game movies suffer because it's, like, the person behind it helming that movie is not connected to the source material at all.
That's
you feel at all?
Yeah, that was, like, what happened
can
with Spider-Man
Can I have, like, a
3.
Quick time? Like, can you, like, tell me a couple of DC versus
Marvel? I'm with you, guys. Sorry, no. Completely. Wow, shocker. The three straight dudes know what we're talking about.
The gay guy and woman are like, all of us have theories.
So, Marvel has all the Avengers and the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay,
and stuff.
Okay.
And
I've
DC
seen an Avenger.
It's like Justice League.
I've seen an Avenger.
Has, Batman and Superman.
You saw the statue of Captain
America. Suicide Squad.
That's DC.
Wait. DC is Suicide Squad and
Batman, Superman,
Wonder
Woman,
okay.
The Justice League.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you just said the DC movies have been bad up until Wonder Woman.
Very poorly received, anyway.
I'll take that, but even so, I mean, you look at, like, I'll be honest, Batman's been in the zone for, like, ever.
Yeah, Batman and the Batman Superman.
See, I honestly.
The best part, yeah.
I gotta say, like, I think Batman, I mean, even though if Batman was not a part of DC, and to be honest, he really is a Marvel. He should be Marvel.
I feel like if anyone's going to be ported over, it would be.
Yeah. And I think that, like, you know, you look at these Batman movies. I mean, you go back to, like, the Tim Burton movie. Speaking of, Adam West just died.
I know.
Yeah. Fucking
A. Sucks. I mean, so funny and, like, lively up until.
Dude, I'm kind of pissed about Family Guy. Like, what are they going to do?
Yeah, I always loved his appearances on Family Guy and, like, Simpsons and stuff. Yeah. Like, I loved his self-referential and, like, self, you know.
He just became
an absurdist character in another
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, he knew how
campy the
original.
I knew Adam West was.
But, no.
He messes with Adam Wee.
Yeah. Doesn't he play Reagan? Doesn't he do the voice for Reagan?
I think he might.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Reagan smash. You know? But no, back to the Batman thing, though. I think that, like, Batman is, like, one of those characters that's kind of just been in the zone since it came to the big screen. I mean, you look at, like I mean, fuck Adam West for a second. No offense, RIP. Pour out for him or whatever. I don't give a shit. But... Yeah, right. You have such a nice table.
That's why I didn't really do it.
It's
called
pantomime. Here we go. Ha ha.
Zing.
Can we put a graphic?
Yeah. Right. It's like one of the old, like, pow. Yeah. Oh, my God. But, no, you look at, like, you know, Tim Burton's, which is, like, one of, like, the best, I think, adaptations to this day of a comic book onto the screen. Yeah. Like, you felt like you were watching a comic.
It was surely an original piece.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then, I mean, like, not to bring up the Nolan shit.
With Jack Michelle Pfeiffer, right?
No, well, same series, yeah.
Okay.
That's the Michael Keaton Batman.
I think some of the Schumacher ones kind of took a dip a little bit, but...
Well, of course.
It wasn't deep. It wasn't,
I don't,
like,
know, you guys. It was no Dick
George
Tracy.
Clooney. That would suck. Oh.
Dick Tracy.
What a reference. Yeah. I actually have a small, like, place in my heart for that movie.
Oh, my God. But no, it's... I just... That was the one thing, like... That's an amazing DC movie. And I'm going to be honest, I didn't mind Superman Returns. People are going to hate me for saying that. I did not mind Superman Returns.
But for me, Superman, I've always been like, meh, because he's thing, too man. Easy. Yeah. He's just
kind of
ideal.
Well, yeah, no
that's
shit.
That's why I love Batman.
Yeah, Batman's, like, easily my favorite DC. He's easily my favorite superhero overall.
Yeah.
But, like, I would have a lot more interest in Marvel overall than DC overall, because I feel like the Marvel group of heroes is overall more interesting, but I love Batman, so
yeah,
my overall allegiance goes
my
to DC.
Thing, like, I loved Christopher Reeves as Superman.
Yeah.
And for me, like, there's no other Superman. And so, like, I have trouble with this new Superman, because it's just, like,
they took a lot of the fun out of Superman with the more recent
stuff.
Yeah,
because
it was very wooden.
Yeah.
Not that Cavill himself is wooden, but the material we're given to work with is wooden.
I think, directorially,
Richard Pryor and Superman, and, like, he was, like, so much, like,
forgot about that.
Soup, come back.
I just love,
like,
that he's, like, canon to Superman.
I love when he, like, rips his, like, shirt and, like, there's nothing underneath. Yeah. It's like, you just ripped your shirt, Rich. Yeah. Like, so oh my God.
It's like, you know, like, for me, like, when I think Superman, I think Christopher Reeves. And, you know, like, Smallville was cool because that dude was super cute, but it still was like, oh, like, this is a baby Superman, and, like, and so, like, now I'm just like, oh no, this is a grown ass Superman, but he is dry as fuck. Like,
yeah, how could, like, Superman be the most uninteresting man in the world?
No,
like, see, I think there's got to be, like, a support group for, like, Kryptonians. Yeah. Like, it's like a
he's like the prune of Superman.
They tried
to make Superman's him all dark and gritty, and it's like, you know, remember that time Superman wasn't dark and gritty?
Yeah,
for like 100 years.
He's not Batman. Like, everyone loved the Nolan trilogy. But let's not make Superman fit into the Nolan trilogy. Like,
well, for Christ's sakes, he gets his power from the sun.
Right. So then, who's your favorite Batman?
At this point, Val Kilmer. Hard to say, but I really liked what Ben Affleck did in Batman vs. Superman. He didn't like get to do a whole lot. Like, a lot of the movie was shared with Superman, but I did really like Ben Affleck in that movie a lot.
I see. I would say his fight scene where he took out that like warehouse.
When he puts the guy through the fucking
was
floor.
Was the closest to what spoiler I wanted to see with Batman combat. The grapple gun with the crate and all that flying across
the room.
Yeah, it was
so bad. And like the use of the gadgets.
It felt like you were watching Batman. Like, that's how Batman fights. Like, that was my one thing with the Nolan films that killed me.
Yeah.
Was like...
He just wasn't even like a good detective even.
No, he was just like, this is what we do. Yeah. I've got a voice. Can we trust him? Why are you asking the head of police if we can trust him? You are the best detective in the world, apparently. Yeah. Like,
you should know him before they
do. You know? But I don't
I liked Christian Bale.
I did too.
No, I liked him. I think that like if you look at the character that is in the comics versus the character that was portrayed in those movies, though, just I mean, it's and that's cool because it's like a totally different take.
Yeah.
But.
That's
I
not
mean,
on Bale, though.
I like Christian
no,
Bale.
That's a no, that's writing. That's Nolan. I mean, it's a lot of shit.
I like Christian Bale a lot better as Batman than I did as Bruce Wayne. I think Bruce Wayne is kind of where that movie went wrong.
Yeah, that's like where he, because he doesn't like really personify
Bruce. He's got
Bruce
this
Wayne.
Whole sort of like he's doing American he's like Psycho small, all over again.
Like, yeah.
Oh, my God, you're 100% just, right.
And it's not the same. No.
Right, yeah.
Who was the better Bruce Wayne then?
I actually
Michael Keaton, 100%. 100%.
I actually really like George Clooney as Bruce Wayne. I didn't like him as Batman, but I liked him a lot as Bruce Wayne.
He does seem okay. I'll take that because it reminds. I'm a huge animated series fan, like Bruce Timm.
Mm-hmm.
I think that like that is the best incarnation of Batman.
Oh, absolutely.
To come out of anything.
Yeah,
but, I mean, if you haven't
even
seen,
just like
I mean,
the art George style Clooney? Of that series.
No, have you?
The,
have you?
The cartoon
you don't remember
from
that
the
show?
90s?
No. You guys don't remember that show that was on when we were kids? It was like the Batman, the animated series?
Yeah.
Every it was on Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
Mark Hamill
had
was the
really
Joker.
Cool
oh, you mean
like
when you
really
guys
cool
were kids.
Style.
Yes. I don't know. I like how every car in that, for some reason, it's always bothered me even as a kid, but every car in that
bent.
Show was bent and looked like a Lincoln like 300 or not, or
well,
like a Chrysler
300.
Because
it was like supposed to be like oldie, but like not. Like, because they had those like police blimps and shit.
Yeah.
That was a really fucking cool show.
It was a modern day noir 30s kind of thing going on.
And everyone still used Tommy guns.
Yeah.
Only like reason I even know what a fucking Tommy gun looks like, bad. You know what I mean? Like,
do they make those anymore?
Not for like you won't get robbed in Brooklyn with a Tommy gun anymore. No, I mean. Like,
I would
so
hope not.
We don't have too much time left, but before we start wrapping everything up, Travis, you wrote a comic book yourself.
Yeah, actually, I wrote it. I started coming up with the idea back when I was in like eighth grade and finally put pen to paper a couple of years ago and finished the first five scripts or so of this dystopian series where a detective who works for this fascist government to arrest all these people for the government during the day finds out that the people he arrests are actually framed by the government and being arrested for like completely bogus crimes. So at night, he goes out as sort of a terrorist to try to rescue the people that he had to arrest during the day. And, like, I say terrorist because that's what the government views him as, but to the common folk, he's more of a superhero.
Right.
But he doesn't have, like, any superpowers or anything. He's just kind of one guy trying to right his wrongs.
Okay.
It's awesome. I like that. He's a grounded hero.
Yeah.
Punishery.
He's justice dude.
Justice dude.
Justice dude.
The name of the comic is Notorious.
Notorious.
That,
okay. Right.
I'd read it. That like sounds fucking awesome. Yeah.
Notorious
thanks,
B.I.G. okay, so we talked about that briefly, and then were you a big fan of Roger Moore as a James Bond?
Oh, I actually loved Roger Moore as James Bond. The first two Bond movies that I saw were Live and Let Die and Spy Who Loved Me. So, like, he was kind of what defined Bond for me as a kid. So I was really, it kind of hurt when he was another one that was just announced dead.
Yeah.
You know, along with Adam West. So it's been a pretty rough week for
the
nerd
60s.
Culture.
Yeah. You guys are going to need all of the Xanax, but we're actually we're going to have to wrap this up because Slim is giving me the get the fuck out face.
Okay.
But before we go, everybody just tell me, where can people follow you on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook? What's your next gig? I am going to start with you, Zach.
Okay. I'm down at the Grizzly Pear every Thursday at 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock, right around West 4th and McDougal. You can follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Zachy Peanuts. And yeah, just check it out. And definitely like the Comedy Mob page on Facebook as well. You'll definitely have it.
Travis.
I was just in the web series Nobody's of New York, which you will be coming to the internet soon. And we also have Notorious coming out in the next couple of months. You can follow me on Facebook. I've got a page, Travis Zapp, CZAP. And then you can also follow my comic on Facebook at Notorious Comic.
Matt Klein. You can follow me on Twitter at ThatMattKlein, on Instagram, Foolish Klein. And I'm a producer, so I'm going to be producing an animated version of Notorious with Travis soon that will probably hit the web very soon.
Ronnie.
You can see me tonight hosting with Marissa Smith at Fashion Me Funny at Broadway Comedy Club, 9:30 p.m.
Catch me tonight at Broadway Comedy Club for Fashion Me Funny, and right here every Friday, 68 on FLO Empire Radio from Big Talk and Brewskis. I'm Marissa Smith. This is Big Talk and Brewskis. And remember, you guys, guns actually kill people. Have a good weekend. Bye. Pull up your chair. We're all relaxing. Any subject we never dismiss. Big Talk and Brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, war. Any subject, we got it in store. Big Talk and Brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open. Marissa has arrived. Big Talking Brewskis with Marissa Smith. Yeah.